Like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't sit a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The transition underway. President-elect Trump's second pick for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, visiting Capitol Hill, and some of the senators will decide if she gets the job. Meeting with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and telling him,
should I earn the trust and the nomination from all of the senators, I will do my best every day to work tirelessly for the American people, and I will make you, the president, and our country proud.
President Biden begins his trip to Angola today, a day after he pardoned his son Hunter from drug and tax charges. Lake effect snow slamming seven states, Wisconsin to New York to Michigan, where whiteout conditions led to a 20-vehicle crash on I-94, one driver in critical condition. The Supreme Court today debating whether the FDA unlawfully rejected flavored e-cigarettes over youth and addiction concerns. Justices appeared split, conservatives questioning FDA fairness, liberals siding with regulators. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Today, Monday, December 2nd through to Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Rhinelander District Library is hosting Holidays Around the World. They invite you to join them in celebrating December holidays in the Children's Department. There will be crafts and activities all week long. Once again, that's Monday, December 2nd through to Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 106 North Stevens Street in Rhinelander. The lake effect snow machines are on. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what that means.
Snow, created simply by the Great Lakes themselves. First, the air temperature must be at least 23 degrees cooler than the water. Currently, Lake Superior sits at a balmy 45 degrees, while Lake Michigan is hanging on to some heat at 50 degrees. As north winds pull in overnight lows in the teens and highs below freezing this week, they will pick up steam from the unfrozen waters. Once this moist breeze hits land, it rises, forming clouds that will dump the frozen droplets as heavy snow downwind, usually falling in narrow bands that produce 2 to 3 inches of snow per hour or more. Areas like Hurley, Wisconsin, typically pick up 200 inches of snow per year. That's over 16 feet, and last year was troublesome, as they only received 66 inches. This did not allow for winter rec activities to activate, leaving snowmobile trails empty and trips canceled from out-of-state tourism. It's something our Northwoods neighbors need. Snowfall. Thankfully, for the next few weeks, Lake Superior will be spitting out snow to our woods. And if a good base is built, snowmobile trails typically open in early December. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at minocquacars.com.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It was definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Surf Forum. The Bucks have won 6 in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. And get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers earned another convincing win, their third straight, 30-17 over the Dolphins at Lambeau Field, to set up an NFC North showdown against the Lions next Thursday. I'm Bill Scott. Jordan Love solid again, throwing for 274 yards and 2 touchdowns. He finished with a passer rating of 129.2. He now has gone 2 straight games without a pick, and he said they're in a much better spot against the Lions this time around.
I think we're building a good thing on offense right now. We're getting in that rhythm, finding that groove, and just got to keep being consistent. But we'll take it another week at a time, and we know who we got this week coming up is a really good Lions team, and obviously they got us the first game. But I think just the rhythm we're finding in offense right now, the way the defense is playing, you know, I think we're in a good spot.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers had 5 sacks defensively, including 4 from the defensive line, and the run defense allowing just 83 yards on 30 carries over the last 2 games.
It all starts up front. Anytime in the run game you can get penetration and get some knockback, it makes it extremely difficult on offenses. We're getting a lot of hats to the football, and that's what I see, is I see a physical brand of football where guys are running to the ball and guys are doing their job.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low in the lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some light snow in the afternoon with a high in the mid 20s. Light snow will continue Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
98 Q Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but but I was running out of time. As you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Sign it at the bottom of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and say, write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
George Strait here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM on the radio dial, but you might be listening on 98QCountry.com. Man, we had a fun week with the Deer Hunters Roundup. Now that that's over, I've got to get back in the groove of things. Luckily, we do country music all day, so it's pretty easy to get back on the bike, if you will. Greg Gunderson, of course, here in the 98Q Country Studios with you until 7 o'clock. I've got a bit of griping to do today with you about one of today's unofficial holidays. A couple years ago, would have thought, okay, fair enough. But in the last few years, I think things have changed. I think it needs to be addressed. Join me in about 12 minutes to talk about that and listen to great country music until then. Three in a row, and actually make it four. Jeff Foxworthy's in the mix. Chris Young is first, though. Here's Losing Sleep on WCQM.
Turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control. Lose control. I can handle every single curve, you know. That I love you, let me show you. Oh, oh. When it's this good, don't you know? We don't need
single touch is something special when we're wrapped up in those sheets. Yeah, we're winning, but we're losing when we're losing.
I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married, or stay single and stay free. Which road I'll travel. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in my
never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna
country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking fools.
One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Depot, you got Jeff. There's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam.
5 flannel shirts.
4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you can burp the entire chorus of Jingle Bells.
Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off of a high dive,
or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights, or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam.
4
Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. 4 Big Matars, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Jeff Foxworthy with the Redneck Days of Christmas, the Redneck 12 Days of Christmas, I should say. And there is no more sure sign that the holidays have arrived than 4 Big Mud Tires and everything that follows. Man, that one, that's some nostalgia on that one. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully you're enjoying a snowy and slightly breezy day. I think we can consider this the new normal for the next few months. Technically not even winter yet, which I don't know who decides that, but they're wrong. This is pretty wintry if you ask me. But that said, there are a whole list of official and unofficial designations for today and any other day. I usually ignore half of them and talk to you about the ones that are fun, interesting, or that lead me into a Google rabbit hole. Today, I've got some griping to do about one of them because today is Cyber Monday, and I can't think of a more meaningless holiday designation. I mean, it's supposed to coincide with Black Friday, but Black Friday is, to me, Black Friday is dead. I mean, I remember when people actually died. There were actually deaths, fatalities, as a result of the near riots that would occur, and those would be determined, like where those incidents happened, were determined by where the crazy deals were. People were selling things for 20 and 30% of their original prices. And I mean, hot items too, being sold at cost or slightly below. I mean, the game was obvious. You pick 5% of your most popular items. You discount them massively. People aren't just going to come. Yeah, some people are just going to come in, buy the cheap thing and leave. But most people are going to come in, buy the cheap thing and 8 other things, make you all of your loss right back again. And you gain a customer who's going to be hunting your grounds every Black Friday from then on. But I mean, and early on, especially early on when Black Friday was really catching on, it feels like in the early 2000s or so, maybe 2005, 2006-ish. Of course, my perspective is based off of how young I was and when I was able to notice this was all going on, but I know that the level of savings is not the same, and the things that are cheap are now lower quality. It's not the good stuff going on discount. So when I see that today is Cyber Monday, it's like, yeah, but Black Friday is not even real anymore. So that's one thing. But the other side of that coin is that even though, to me, if you ask me, Black Friday in its current form is not what it used to be, still, Americans spent more than $10 billion on Friday online, specifically online. So should that have been Cyber Friday? And I know that's not where the name Black Friday comes from. So like, I feel like the old structure of what happens in the week following Thanksgiving has been thrown out, and we've got it on life support because that makes a lot of money for the people who hold the plug on that life support. That's my thoughts for Cyber Monday today. It's also National Bartender Day. Good thing it's Monday, or some people might over-celebrate that one. It's also International Sweater Festival with a V at the front. Some puns are better when they're not made. Finally, today is Fritter Day, a type of food from across cultures, whether it's fruit, whether it's vegetables, whether it's meat, you dip it in batter, you fry it. That phenomenon has occurred with dozens of different things in dozens of different cities all over the world. Fritters, whether it's a corn fritter, whether it is an apple fritter, there's really no end to the list of fritters. You could invent a new fritter anytime if you just find one that you haven't made, just throw together a combo, dip it in batter, and fry it. It might be horrible, but there you go. You invented a new fritter. Happy Fritter Day. Also, today, in 1964, also look at this day in history while we're at it. In 1964, on this day, Ringo Starr's tonsils were removed. Googling this led me to several large newspapers and their respective articles. A good reminder that fluff pieces are not an invention of the modern age, but also great inspiration for a question that I posted earlier to Facebook. We'll go over that question. I'll shout out the answer that I got last Wednesday when I last gave you a question on the 98Q Country Facebook page. Before any of that, though, a check of the weather from the Civic Media weather team and a few of your favorite country songs. Carrie Underwood will lead that off. Back with you soon here on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and lows in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy day, scattered flurries and snow showers, mainly in the afternoon and evening, highs into the mid-20s. More flurries and snow showers and windy for Tuesday night into Wednesday. It's 24 right now.
98Q Country.
Said goodbye, turned around. is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Turned around and you were gone, gone, gone.
Carrie Underwood here on 98Q Country. That was See You Again, leading off a pile of great country music. And then we will be taking a look at the question of the day, as well as going over answers from the question I asked you last week, which got me my favorite answer so far. I've been doing this for a couple weeks now. I'll share that new favorite answer with you and today's question after three more country songs. Here's Keith Urban up next on 98Q Country with Sweet Thing.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
You up for our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes that were driving me crazy, and the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my.
Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young, come on to me.
But I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang, it's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime?
Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. I'm gonna meet me in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing? Watch me. Oh, my sweet thing.
Country.
It's a jumped out joint off a back road, a blinking window sign with an arrow, a gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock bro clock, and plenty damn many when you want more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as time numbers on the stall door, a picture of you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want. Girls like you, that's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky-tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want one more. This broke heart fool on an old bar stool, drinking beer almost as cold as you.
Is proud to support Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. Help a neighbor. Sign up to volunteer at a local organization or make a donation to a local nonprofit. For more on how you can make a difference right here in your community and throughout Wisconsin, go to civicmedia.us.
Well, you've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather, he had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, 'cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. He's just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history that night. was over, and Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Santa wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life, and you could hear him call, "Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night." And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. He's just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with a rebel yell, and made history that night.
Joe Diffie here on WCQM. That was Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. And I'll tell you what, when I first saw those Christmas songs on Friday, I thought, oh boy, this is early. But when you got ones like that one, how can you really do much more than give a little chuckle? So, 60 years ago today, Ringo Starr's tonsils were removed. It was major news at the time, or at least for some. This, though, inspired a question about you. We'll get to that in a sec. I paused my questions over the holiday, and really I'm glad I did, because I didn't see a lot of my regular commenters when I did post a question last Wednesday. That said, I completely understand, but I still got my new favorite answer so far from any question from the one comment that I did receive on Wednesday, when I asked who your favorite superhero was. I mentioned Inspector Gadget. But I should have realized that superheroes were far from everyone's mind last week. Special shout out to Binky Lavoie, who gave an answer that I didn't see coming. Last week was about family and friends, and Binky showed me with his answer, quote, "My dad, hardest working human I ever met." Thank you so much, Binky, for a wise answer to my foolish question. I don't regret asking the question, but I see now that I should have considered a little bit more what the timing was on it, and I appreciate the results regardless. Now, today's question, which I already posted earlier to the 98Q Facebook page, is also admittedly a bit foolish, but today that's the point. Being sick is not fun, like when Ringo had tonsillitis back in 1964, but a lot of us have memories from it, like chicken soup or clear soda or things like that that maybe taste like you're sick, or maybe there's that was the only time you ever got to bring your TV into the bedroom. You know, there's when you're sick, rules get bent or broken and exceptions get made. Things just have to make sense for that day only. Being sick isn't fun, but there's a lot of memories about it. For me, it's chamomile tea. I cannot smell chamomile tea without getting a little bit sad, because I never had it when I wasn't sick. So to me, chamomile kind of smells like sadness. I know that's a really happy Monday kind of thing, but still, when I realize that, I smile, because it was always Mom making it for me. It's still a pleasant memory, even though it's funny to me that I don't like that smell because of the reasons why. What's your silly sick day memory, or even a pleasant one, if there is one? Like I said, maybe you got to bring the TV into your bedroom and you never did before. Maybe your mom just went absolute total wait on you hand and foot mode when normally she was a little bit firmer. You know, there's some of those things that we can't escape childhood without a few memories like that. And I'd love to hear about yours. Post them in the comments on the post I made to Facebook asking about your sick day memories. Poor chamomile tea. It's not chamomile's fault, but I don't think I'll ever like it. I did just look at the tea that I've been drinking almost religiously for the last couple weeks and noticed that chamomile is one of the herbs in it, but you can't even taste it, or I would have probably never bought the tea, or at least I would have tried it the first time and thought, nope, this smells like sad. It's blackberry citrus tea from Bigelow, if you're curious. It is most excellent, even if you don't like chamomile. We're talking Packers after 4 here on 98Q. Country music until then. Top of the hour news at 4. We're WCQM.
98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence.
Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is here to help protect you against scams. If you receive a text or email about a delayed package, find a popular item sold online at a deep discount, or get a phone call from a government agency, loved one, or stranger asking for money or private information, that is a scam. Don't respond to these messages. Report them to DADCAP and learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. Warning on them giddy up ranks. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Giddy up, brains, hole in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirls. Don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. Warning on them giddy up ranks. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Media is proud to support Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. Help a neighbor. Sign up to volunteer at a local organization or make a donation to a local nonprofit. For more on how you can make a difference right here in your community and throughout Wisconsin, go to civicmedia.us.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. For so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around. Once came from the heart.